Level 5 Listening Test.
Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice. Now we are ready to start.
Well, how did your backpacking adventure go? You went round Europe for a month, didn't you?
Well, we actually came back after just over 3 weeks. Our train tickets were valid for a month, but we ran out of money and energy. But it was fun, and I'd thoroughly recommend it to anyone who wants to go long distances on little cash.
Tell me all. Did you go alone?
No, I went with three friends, and we'd agreed on our route before setting out, just to avoid arguments later. We had to change some of our plans later on, when we realized that places described as unspoilt by tourism often meant there was nothing to do or see, and nowhere to stay. When possible, we arranged our journeys so we could travel by night. This meant sleeping on the train, which was cheap and relatively comfortable. Otherwise, we slept at campsites. Youth hostels are packed solid in August, so we kept well away from them. Unfortunately, my little tent wasn't very waterproof. I found this out the hard way during a violent thunderstorm. I, my sleeping bag, and everything got absolutely soaked.
Not very pleasant.
Oh, it wasn't so bad. We had to stay there a day while I dried out the stuff, which gave us time to relax on the beach.
Weren't you worried about getting robbed?
I'd spoken to some other guys who'd had everything pinched while they were sleeping. So wherever we went, I always slept with my passport and money at the bottom of my sleeping bag.
Would you go again?
Oh, yes. In fact, we're all saving up for our next adventure, South America.
Now listen again.
Well, how did your backpacking adventure go? You went round Europe for a month, didn't you?
Well, we actually came back after just over 3 weeks. Our train tickets were valid for a month, but we ran out of money and energy. But it was fun, and I'd thoroughly recommend it to anyone who wants to go long distances on little cash.
Tell me all. Did you go alone?
No, I went with three friends, and we'd agreed on our route before setting out, just to avoid arguments later. We had to change some of our plans later on when we realized that places described as unspoilt by tourism often meant there was nothing to do or see and nowhere to stay. When possible, we arranged our journeys so we could travel by night. This meant sleeping on the train, which was cheap and relatively comfortable. Otherwise, we slept at campsites. Youth hostels are packed solid in August, so we kept well away from them. Unfortunately, my little tent wasn't very waterproof. I found this out the hard way during a violent thunderstorm. I, my sleeping bag, and everything got absolutely soaked.
Not very pleasant.
Oh, it wasn't so bad. We had to stay there a day while I dried out the stuff, which gave us time to relax on the beach.
Weren't you worried about getting robbed?
I'd spoken to some other guys who'd had everything pinched while they were sleeping. So wherever we went, I always slept with my passport and money at the bottom of my sleeping bag.
Would you go again?
Oh, yes. In fact, we're all saving up for our next adventure, South America.